Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. If you become part of the solution, then you're no longer part of the problem, right? I mean, come on, honestly. As I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's the best way to make it happen. So, you know, it's interesting. I'm looking at some of the trends going on in social media and other places. And one of the common threads that keep coming up is, has America become lazy? No, really, it all, has America become lazy? Maybe even a lot, a little self-centered? You got to ask the question because I'm curious, again, how far are we going to go with this? How far are you going to allow your kids, your young ones, your nieces, your nephews, and so on, before you start teaching them truly? I mean, I love this. I love when I look at the numbers. We're a self-centered group of people. We've gotten really lazy. And people like the government is supposed to take care of them. Does anybody really realize how dangerous this is? How dangerous it is for you to be dependent on somebody. Look at what's happened with us with China. We found out how dangerous it was that they were making 80% of our meds. Our penicillin and so forth. How long will it take us to ramp up to fix that? We haven't even tried. We have spent decades becoming so globally minded that we can't take care of ourselves anymore. Really, I mean, if you just simply Google, has America become lazy and maybe even self-centered, look at all the stuff that comes up. Right? I mean, even Salon.com, who's not known for being a right-wing rag, right, they go on to talk about how Americans have become delusional, prudish, selfish, violent. You go on to, Greater Good at Berkeley. The surprising truth about millennials and narcissism. But they go on to talk about how self-absorbed, lazy, and immature they are, along with being selfish. Right? I mean, when you look at these titles and you go into the actual articles... Market Watch, of all Market Watch, how did Americans get so lazy? Right? He's got shortened days because he can't get full day's work out of him. Some Fridays, I mean, he's made Fridays like an optional day. because he found he gets more work out of them. They feel better about themselves. I mean, gag me. They feel better about themselves. I don't need a job to feel better about myself. I don't need to be in a job somewhere or feel like I'm well respected in a job. You know what makes me feel good about myself? In a job, doing the job right. That's what makes me feel better. Now, according to the Brookings Institute, America is very self-centered. You won't say anything about it. And the Seattle Times, of all papers, write about the decline of American civilization. People are so locked in to what's on TV, their mind is molded by what's on TV. Their perception of reality is based on what they see on TV. Amazing, right? And they're seeing, let me see, Americans are watching more TV than ever. Boy, think about that. In the 70s, your parents were all over your case for watching too much television. Remember that? But the Americans are watching more TV than ever. Everything's making, I mean, you can't watch TV while you're jogging, if you would. So it's making you fat, it's making you lazy. And I will tell you, based on my personal experience with people who are big TV watchers, it's making you stupid. You're repeating things that you see on TV. You believe them to be truth, even when you see them in a sitcom, for God's sakes. Do you know what a sitcom is? So, again, we're hitting there where the majority of us are. Selfish, stupid, lazy. Obesity is out of control. It isn't just because you're eating a McDonald's. It's because you're eating a McDonald's and doing nothing to work it off. A recent news article says that lazy and entitled, there's a real struggle for millennials. Right? They're, according to this article, which I'm not in total agreement with, obviously, it says that the millennials only get a bad rap from the older generation who think young adults have got it too easy growing up. But some experts, I'd like to know who they are, they say the U.S. millennials, because they're the first generation to feel the full impact of decades of rising inequality. Really? They'd have to explain that to me. What inequality? Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Head up to the website, joemazzini.com. Joemazzini.com. Isn't that hard? Look, can't make it any easier, right? Seriously, can't make it any easier than that. I was talking a little bit about, you know, again, most of the articles that I read talk about the laziness of America, laziness of Americans. I'm not talking about the boomers. I know they like to make fun of us, but I'm not talking about the boomers. We're becoming more and more lazy, more and more self-centered. You owe me. You should give me. The government should do for me. You should allow me to do no matter how much it impacts you. Because it's all about me. Now, one group is trying to make it sound like the reason the millennials are so selfish is because they're fighting decades of inequality. Always. Because, look, when you start talking about inequality, you start talking about inclusiveness. There's billions of dollars in this industry. They go on to say young Americans in their 20s and 30s earn less money without a college degree. They're more likely to die from suicide or drug overdoses than the generation that came before them. Why? Well, let's talk about that. The reason they don't earn as much money is they don't want to work as hard. I am sorry. I'm not going to paint with a broad brush and say every millennial. That's not what I'm saying here, though. Because I'll tell you what. Plumbers, carpenters, electricians today can earn as much money, if not more, than a good lawyer or a good doctor. All right? No, come on. Seriously, let's stop playing these games and dancing around these stupid issues. Oh, they can't make as much money because they'd be a little bit of inequity. In what? No, the reason they don't make as much money in some of these areas is because you're dumbing down education at a point where they're not worth anything when they show up at work. They can't even file papers. Right? They can't alphabetize well enough to even file something if they're going to do it in paper form. It's ridiculous. The $15 an hour person at the McDonald's counter can't make change in their brain. I do this all the time when you have that odd number. You know, I'm sorry, that'll be $3.77. I give $4.02. They look at me like I'm, boy, why did you give me the change? Because I want you to give me back a quarter. I don't want any more pennies. Look, I have a whole coffee holder full of pennies. They can't work that through in their mind. You want to know why they're making less money? And more of them are likely to die from suicide or drug overdoses because we've become a society that just, the drug thing is running rampant. We don't really do much to stop it or get in the way of it. We think it's okay for kids to smoke dope any way they want to. You know, I've had Kerry Quash on the show a dozen times. He's an expert in that area when it comes to teens. The segment's actually called This Is Not Your Grandfather's Dope for a reason. Because the dope is so much more potent today that it actually makes physical changes to the brain with the amount of dope that they're smoking. Right? Drug overdose. The drugs are more potent. Fentanyl's running rampant. They're not committing suicide. They're not taking drug overdoses. And they're not making less money because of income inequality. Really? Notice that the left always has to blame it on something else. It's never their fault. And I call them the party of non-responsibility for that reason. Right? You know, and they talk about the suicides. And look, you have these kids that you've been browbeating that their life is worthless. The things they think, the things they want to do, the way they want to act, it's worthless. What do you expect them to do? How do you expect them to be at that point? No, really, with all sincerity, what do you expect? You teach them that the unborn is worthless. They're not a boy or girl. They don't have a right to want to even make decent money. They don't have a right to want to be rich, to have better things. They should go into $80,000 to $100,000 worth of debt in college for some of the dumbest things and then come out and can't figure out why they can't get a job. You've done this to these kids. You've got kids that are worried that maybe they're a girl, maybe they're a boy. They don't want others to make fun of them. They get pressure from they don't know what to do with themselves. You've done this to these kids. If you have a rise in these areas, you know, I love this. You have a rise in school violence. You have a rise in suicidal ideology. You have a rise in drug overdoses. And somehow it's the fault of the conservatives. And if you say things like we need to go back to basic discipline, basic math, you know, basic studies, they call you a racist or a bigot. I'm not talking about segregating the classroom, black and white. Matter of fact, you don't even have to talk about that anymore because they do it to themselves. You have black dorms, you have black graduations, you have classes that are blacks only. Now, look at it. Honestly, I don't care. If you really want to buy into that garbage, that's how you want to go through school. That's up to you. Difference between a conservative and a liberal. Right? Just don't push it on me and don't tell me it makes sense and don't tell me it pulls us together because it doesn't. It segregates us even more, which is exactly what the left wants you. They want you disliking and hating each other. It's the only way they can operate. Right? They go on to talk about how we've lost a lot of the middle income. Typical manufacturing jobs. Right? We don't think about, according to the article, care about those people who lost out by virtue of globalization and trade. Outsourcing and the like. Well, then do something about it. They outsource because it cost them half the dollars to do it in Mexico or Turkey or someplace like that or India. So instead of slamming all these regulations, here's the funny thing about all this. You eco-freaks, listen up. You feel good about the regulations that you slapped on everybody here in this country. Where they can dig, where they can... And I'm not saying there shouldn't be any. Don't get me wrong here. But you make it almost impossible to do business like in the state of California when it comes to all the eco-regulations. So what do? You complain that the jobs, or are you actually happy the jobs get outsourced? We'll talk more about outsourcing jobs and what that really means. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. One of the suspects in Canada's deadliest attack ever was found near the stabbing sites. Police in Regina, Saskatchewan say 31-year-old Damian Sanderson's injuries were not self-inflicted. They believe his 30-year-old brother Miles is injured and on the run, likely in the provincial capital. Former President Donald Trump got his request granted by a federal judge. He wanted a special master to review documents the FBI seized from his Florida estate a month ago. The Justice Department says it's reviewing the decision. Liz Truss will officially be the new British Prime Minister on Tuesday. The 47-year-old will be the third woman ever to hold that office. She'll have to deal with pending economic and energy crises. China is accusing Washington of breaking into computers at a university that U.S. officials say does military research. Markets are closed due to the Labor Day holiday. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate so much the time you spend with me. I really do. And I'm happy that maybe you're getting something out of this. I don't know. Maybe you're not. All right. If you missed the rant from my last segment, go back and get it when we're done, because I really want you to give this some thought. So they're blaming, you know, the failure or the suicidal tendencies, the inability to make enough money, all this that the millennials claim or is going on with the millennials on inequality. And I don't just beg to differ. I think they're blatantly wrong, and I think they're telling us this kind of stuff, you know, to make us feel bad for them or whatever, or try to change it. That's what they do. We constantly dumb things down. When kids can't pass certain scores or certain things in school, certain tests or classes, we dumb them down. We make them easier. Why? Are we not teaching them properly? What's the issue here? Seriously, SAT and PSAT tests are racist because the black kids don't pass them as much or as often as the white kids do? Could they have anything at all to do with the lack of education that they're getting in the inner city? I mean, go back and get some of the shows, you guys. I've talked about this forever. Right? So, again, making it look like society's woes are what's causing this problem. So, they're talking about what started some of this is the fact that we started losing middle income jobs, typically manufacturing jobs. We lost manufacturing jobs. They were sent to China. They were sent to India because it's and even Mexico because it's cheaper to manufacture there. And you Americans, you know, it's really funny because we complain about prices and how high prices are. If you want stuff made in this country, you're gonna have to pay more for it. If you want stuff made in China, Taiwan, wherever, Japan, India, they don't have the same child labor laws. They don't have the same EPA. They don't have the same regulations on them. You want to cut you eco freaks. You want to cut the manufacturing. You want to cut this stuff because it's polluting the air. It's hurting our ecosystem. You think that China gives a crud? I'm sorry. I'm serious. You think they really care about what they're doing to the ecosystem? What they're doing to the young kids? Their labor laws? And you guys that are Apple lovers, you've got stock in Apple, you buy Apple products, you just love everything about Apple. Why don't you check and see what the conditions are like working for Apple vendors in China? They work in 12-hour shifts, 6 days a week. All right? You hear me? They stay on premise, and they share a room. And the rooms are not that big. They're like almost like a bathroom, for God's sake. So like 8x10 rooms. They have a sink, a hot plate, and one bed. Because you don't need two beds. One guy's out working. Yeah, isn't that cool? Apple's so good with humanity. But you won't say anything about them because you like their product. And there are a bunch of liberals at the top, so God bless them all. Anyway, back to this. And when you look at the suicide rates, you know what? I will not discount somebody who's got suicidal tendencies. Depressed and all that. This is not what this is about. Okay? Why is suicide much more prevalent today than it was 20 years ago? 30 years ago? 40 years ago? What are you doing to the kids? Why aren't you strengthening their character, strengthening their foundation? Give them something. You tell them there's no God, there's no right or wrong, there's no boy or girl, there's no... It's amazing to me they even survive... Well, some of them don't survive birth. It's amazing to me they survive even the first few years of their life. What are you doing to these kids? Teach them to be strong. Teach them to put up with adversity. They're going to hit adversity. You're not going to be around forever, mommy, daddy, to protect these kids. It's not going to happen. Teach them to be strong on their own. When they fall, when something goes wrong, when they're having trouble in a test or stuff, don't do it for them. Don't walk. I watch parents sometimes walk a child through a math problem. They're giving them the answers as they go. No. Teach them how to work through the problem. When the child starts crying and says, "I don't know, this is too hard," say, "No, it's not. You're smarter than this. You've done these things before. I'm not accepting it's too hard and you can't do it. So let's start all over again." You help that. Matter of fact, if you help that child push through, if you help that child get through that issue and problem, they will start to build a real self-reliance. They'll know they can do it on their own. They know they're not going to have to depend on somebody else. I used to love all these, what are they, self-esteem people. I'm worried about their child's self-esteem. Let me tell you what. When you keep wiping your child's butt up into 15 and 16, 17, helping them through everything, they got no self-esteem when they hit the real world. They won't even know how to take care of themselves. Yeah, just amazing. The what they're calling now the Great Recession, lasting from 07 to 09, the downturn in jobs made it hard for millennials to get a job. But let me tell you what, it's nothing new. It's been cycles. I remember in the 70s, it wasn't the Great Recession. You couldn't get a job. You know, seriously, prices were so high, things were crazy. People were losing jobs, as a matter of fact. You know, I took a job nights as a kid. My last year in high school, I took a job nights at Burger King, cleaning the place. I didn't say, "Oh, I want clean." Look at Jimmy and I ran a business. I could tell you. You know, when we were coming into the 09 recession, if you would, some of the people that applied for jobs and what they thought was, I had a kid coming on a Friday. Now, listen, think about something. Coming on a Friday. Now, he's going to be going out to client sites. He's going to be, you know, working with clients. Whether it's a law firm or a CPA firm, when we had the computer company. These guys would show up, is Friday like Suit Friday? And I'm thinking, okay, if you're applying for a job, every day is a suit day for you when you show up, or or khakis, a nice shirt, and whatever. I said, no, Fridays usually it's a casual Friday, basic business attire. You know, just casual business attire. He shows up in, ready for this? Sandals. My kids call them Jesus sandals. Sandals. Nice shorts, khaki shorts, right? And a pullover shirt, like a polo shirt. Now, I don't know about you guys, but in the business world, that's not business casual. Unless you're a lifeguard. I don't know. You know, unless you work on the beach. They don't, if you talk to the millennials, see the millennials and what they're doing. They have a different work ethic. They think differently. They think, you know, again, the job revolves around them. They want the job to make concessions for them. Right? I mean, we used to have people applying for jobs they had no experience in. Well, I'm willing to learn. You're willing to learn. What are the jobs? What are the first two lines? Have to have 5 years experience in the field. Did you not know what that meant? And they still, because they're all this and more. So start raising up kids, grandkids. Work with your grandkids. Work with kids. Start raising up kids that understand, that know that they have to be better than the other person. They have to work harder. Right? And I don't buy this at all. One of the comments they make here, millennials earn 20% less than baby boomers did at the same stage of life, despite being better educated. That's a fallacy. And you know why I say that? I say that because a boomer can tell you that there's three parts of government. A boomer can tell you how the Constitution came about. A boomer can tell you about the amendments. Right? You can't say they're better educated when you keep dumbing down the education for them. You keep making it easy. Look, California, no exit exam from high school. I don't know where they're at. So those are out and out, flat out lies. Show me, senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Be right back.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Helps when you hit the right button, don't it? Joe Bezina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, right? I mean, really do. I want you to be part of the solution. It's a big deal. You got to be involved. You got to be engaged. You got to have a clue to what's going on. Where was I? All right. Let's go hit the religious portion of the show, as they say. Oh, God. The military. This shows how stupid they are. The military has canceled band's appearance at an annual Carolina celebration of liberty. The reason? It was held at a church. The 246th Army Band of the South Carolina National Guard removed itself from the annual celebration because it was held at the First Baptist Church in Columbia. The decision was made after they ordered to cease and desist by the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, the other freedom of religion freaks. They're a national organization. They get triggered so easily. I bet you if you start talking about the Holy Bible in front of them, they would start twitching, you know? They went on to write, "You are directed to immediately cease and desist forthwith from having this military band unit participate." Don't you love it? "The band's participation is mentioned incontrovertibly and viciously violate the No Establishment Clause." You know, it's not true. I wish somebody would take this on, seriously. I'll tell you why. Here's the thing. I've told you guys this story a million times. If people would actually do their homework, you would find out this was not the intent of our founding fathers. And I'll even crank it down further. The guy that they give credit to as in calling out freedom from religion, right? Separation of church and state. Jefferson, totally. I mean, the guy really had, he either had dementia, he had Alzheimer's, or he was just whacked, schizophrenic. Because the guy supposedly that wanted the separation of church and state, he held church services, or allowed, I would say, he wasn't a preacher, so I'll say, he allowed, facilitated church services every Sunday in a federal building in D.C. So here you have the President of these United States allowing church services to take place because it was one of the only buildings that could hold large amounts of people in one of the federal buildings. Sounds a little confusing, right? No, we shouldn't. You have no establishment of religion. No, they can't. Oh, come on in. We'll have church services here in the federal building. Now, to this story specifically, Jefferson also had the military band playing the hymns of the day in that federal building, in the church, having church services in the federal building with a military band playing the hymns. So I'm trying to understand. No, I really am. I'm trying to understand. When these guys come up, they've done no homework. All they're doing is bullying you. They're using terms you don't even know what they mean. You need to push back. You need to fight back on this stuff. Weinstein said that the band's performance would be totally illegal, unethical, and immoral. No, it's wrong. Whose morality? Whose morality are you using? What you believe to be truth? Now, there's plenty in the woke evangelical world that would probably agree with him. They're perpetually offended by the reference of American exceptionalism in the pulpit. They have microaggressions every time they see the American flag. Just amazing. Now, according to one musician, the band was so relieved that the proper decision was made. That's not true. I know it's not true. Many of these guys I know in the service have absolutely no problem with these kind of things. You know what? I would give them the option in the band. You don't want to play. You're uncomfortable going to one of these churches. Don't go. It's okay. You won't lose your status. You won't lose anything else. Right? Just stay with us. Do what you got to do. And take it from there. You hear this stuff and you got to giggle. All right, so hold on to your hat. Time to buy a lottery ticket. No, really, seriously. ABC. They called out Joe Biden over his MAGA comments. Now, an ABC News reporter, Martha Raddatz, she confronted the White House advisor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, it can't be her. Is that her name? Whew. Okay. On whether President Joe Biden has given up on 70 million Republican voters. Now, Raddatz's question comes as Biden on Thursday, he decried the MAGA Republicans during his speech. Right? I mean, terrible people. Hateful people. Biden said that Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represented extremism that threatens the very foundation of our republic. You know, King George probably said the same thing about our founding fathers. Biden, who ran as a unifier, Should have ran as a disunifier, right? Qualified that not every Republican, not even a majority of Republicans, maybe not even a majority of MAGAs, maybe not even... Who, what am I doing here? I mean, seriously, can you see him doing that? Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I would like to know what the extreme ideology is. No, no, seriously. I'd like to know what the extreme ideology is. Wanting fair and safe elections? That's an ideology? Wanting true freedom of speech? That's an ideology? We go down the whole list of things that they scream for. Yeah, you have outliers. You have fringers that are terrible. So he said, and Biden says, I know because, you know, they're not really that extreme. I know some because I've been able to work with them. Well, who's them? Kevin McCarthy? I mean, Mitch McConnell? He went on to say, though, that there's no question that Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that's a threat to this company, country. Oh, yeah, because the left is not dominated by the AOCs of the world, are they? Right, I think AOC, you've noticed that she's not been in the news much lately, or that group hasn't been. I think the reason behind that, frankly and honestly, is because they want, you know, they don't want what they're doing to be seen by anybody or heard by anybody. So keep it quiet, keep it down, keep it. There's a lot of progressives that have been elected lately. Going on to say, speaking on ABC News this week, Bottoms, who's a White House Office of Public Engagement Director, she defended Biden. She questioned if the president, I mean, I'm sorry, the commentator questioned Bottoms on whether the president's speech was overly divisive. But Bottoms maintains the president was simply calling out two Americans regardless of who they voted for. No, you didn't. I mean, seriously. She said, what I see in this speech, I see the words of encouragement, I see optimism, I see the... See, they play by a whole different playbook. They run by a whole different set of rules, different dictionary, different thesaurus. She says, I see words of encouragement, I see optimism, I see Commander-in-Chief, who's calling out to all of us. How many hits off the crack pipe did she have to take to come up with that? Raddatz, whoa, all of us? He wasn't calling out the MAGA supporters, certainly. He mentioned them more than a dozen times as a threat to democracy. As the president given up on 70 million people. So she does the proverbial come back to the mantra, the line. What the president has done is said that he will continue to work with mainstream Republicans, that he will work with Democrats, that he will work with independents to get things done in our country. Here's a question. He wasn't calling out to MAGA supporters. Certainly he mentioned them more than a dozen times responding to the other woman. That they're a threat to democracy. So has the president essentially given up on those MAGA Republicans? Close to almost 70 million of them. She doesn't answer the question, never mentions MAGA once in her reply. Perfect White House communications person, don't you think? The White House advice, she went on to extrapolate the thousands of rioters who showed up at the Capitol January 6th, right, to the roughly 74 million voters. She says, no, that's a hate-fueled agenda that I saw on January 6th. See, they're going to hang everything on the 6th. They got nothing. They know they got nothing. The 6th is a big nothing burger. Right? As you see over and over and over again, the FBI's involved. It's just amazing. Anyway, Joe Mazzino, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. We're here all week. I want you with us. With us? Come on back tomorrow.